cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 20th, 2008. I always advise the newcomers to look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and they can go over lots of the previous shows I've done over the years, and I try to piece this big jigsaw puzzle together for people. This jigsaw puzzle they call life, that which you think is normalcy, which is really anything but. You're living a design system. Everything that happens today was planned before you were born, including the globalization of the entire planet with a planned society for sustainability, going all the way back to Malthus and even before. It's an old con game and an old idea that John Dee talked about, a world based upon free trade, but a world that must adapt into the old British system of free trade, which is just a form of Robert Barnes at the top, who plunder the planet and tell the peasants what to do and how to live. That's really all it is in its basic simplistic form. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts in the various languages of Europe. Now, these last few days, it's amazing how many pieces of news come out to the public, and they take it in on a superficial level, but they don't really analyze what they're reading. And there's so many pieces out there, it's difficult which ones to choose, because, you see, the world is being militarized. Society is being militarized. And we find in the writings of the Club of Rome, which is one of the premier think tanks that creates policy which they then peddle through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, because they're all connected. They peddle it to the governments, and the governments do what they're told, basically, and implement these ideas. And the Club of Rome found that only in times of total warfare, and you don't understand what total warfare means. It was a term devised in Britain back in the 20s and 30s when they started to teach total warfare. That meant that civilians also are included now in casualties and in the whole war effort. And they found that in total warfare, that the government could take over everything, every part of an individual's life, right down to rationing their food, and give them ID cards for travel and permits for travel and everything else, because that's what totalitarian governments do. They must restrict travel. That's paramount. They must know who everyone is, where they are at all times. In other words, they want a predictable society. But they also want it militarized. And when you see them going for children and giving them nothing in the schools but propaganda, and that's what they're getting taught, is propaganda for the world that's to come in to view, the world which they will grow up in, thinking it's all quite natural. When you see that happening, then governments across the world are all in cahoots working towards a militarized society. And these children are growing up thinking the world's always been at war, a war on terror, this very vague term, a war on terror. Now, terror is the byproduct of a war, you see. And here they are using the byproduct as the cause, terror. And anything and everything is coming under terrorism. Speech, that's always the first thing to be hit hard. And they use law now today to do it. The power of the purse can bankrupt you so easily. They also are going in to food rationing. That is coming. There's no doubt about it, since the big five agribusinesses have taken over the world's food supply. Back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the militarization of society and how the children who are even going into kindergarten today are being brainwashed scientifically for a world that's going to be vastly different from the one we know. And remember, the one we know is not ours either, it never was. Neither was it your parents' world. Every generation is given an update towards the big plan, the big great work, as they call it. And we get used to the world we live in, even though it's completely artificial. Therefore, we generally notice the big changes, and folk are noticing the changes. They're not really waking up, they're reacting to the changes that they see happening. They're confused as well, and a bit angry. We don't like to be sort of rustled out of our nests type of thing. And that's how it's working. And to understand this, you must go into the histories of the world. It's all in the histories. And especially to do with commerce and economics and eugenics and the elite who've always sat at the top, the big robber barons who plunder the old-fashioned way. You know, they don't. That's how they earn their money. They steal it. And they still do. But they do it in such a virtuous manner. Here's what's happening with the children. Now, people know in Britain, for instance, there's a big company backed by big foundations and government called, I think it's N-Power, E-N-Power, putting out ads, big ads, for children to be recruited as spies for the ecosystem, for Mother Earth. And they're given little ID cards, and calling numbers, and they can rat on their parents and their neighbors concerning their garbage and so on. Are they recycling as it's supposed to be? And all of that kind of stuff. Who wants this kind of world? And yet, if you were to ask the parents, I don't even know if they'd be concerned, to be honest with you. They could probably tell you everything about the stars in Hollywood and Pamela Anderson's latest boob job, but probably very little else. That's how sad it is. How sad it is how people are disconnected with things they should be out there in the streets marching about. The real stuff, rather than the trivia that they soak up like potato chips. This is from theguardian.co.uk. And it's by James Randerson, a science editor, I believe. And it says, so at this. This is from August the 17th, 2008. Children, I say children, see they say kids. Kids are young goats, by the way. And Lenin said to dehumanize the society, you must use different terms. Well, they give you animal terms and the people adopt it. Kids play MOD war games, Ministry of Defense war games. And the question is, should children as young as 12 be involved in a Ministry of Defense-sponsored contest to develop military hardware? Last week, I had an extremely stage-managed insight into the Ministry of Defense Grand Challenge at Cope Hill Down on Salisbury Plain. Cope Hill Down is a mocked-up German village built at the height of the Cold War for training British soldiers in street fighting, but is currently playing host to a collection of experimental spy robots. The autonomous vehicles included mini-tanks, model helicopters, and even a flying saucer. Well, gee whiz, eh? Like we didn't know they had them since at least the 40s. The idea of the challenge is to develop robots that can scope out an enemy-controlled city for threats such as snipers and improvised explosive devices. On the surface, it was all good gung-ho fun, but I couldn't help feeling uncomfortable that some of the 11 teams had involved children as young as 12 in the development of their robots. Okay, so they're not designing automatic rifles and cluster bombs and getting children into science is good, but it's all part of making the UK military more effective. Professor Phil Sutton, the Minister of Defence, Director General of Science and Technology Strategy, justified it thus. Now listen to the wording of this. The nation needs scientists and engineers. Put aside defence for the good of the economy. And what we want to do is excite young people to know that science and engineering is a great thing to engage in. Whereas once upon a time you might have drawn a hard line between defence and civil. To repeat that for the harder thinking. Drawn a hard line between defence and civil, it's much more fuzzy now. You see, they're blurring the lines between military and civilian life. It's total war, and they're bringing the children in. Now, that's telling you, too, in this little paragraph, that for the good of the economy, and what are they doing here? It's all about making high-tech weaponry. Weaponry is to be used in city settings. Now, think about that, and stop thinking about Pamela Anderson. This is what they're training the children for, and their economy is going to be a war economy. Remember what Rumsfeld said. This is a 100 years war right after 9/11. What does he mean by a 100 years war? These guys don't say these things off the top of their head. In fact, they can't say anything off the top of their head. It's all scripted by their bosses. This is a 100 years war to change the entire face of the world and to bring in a whole new system step by step, first with cyborg-type technology, coupled with cloning technology, till full cloning technology, and then the old way of breeding people is over completely in the third stage. And male and female will be over too, extinct, gone, into the post-humanist agenda. This article goes on and says, and there's more on this point in the video. Is this really something children should be part of? Or am I just being a woolly liberal? From 4 p.m. British Standard Time on August the 19th, commenting on the science blog will be turned off. So you can go there and put your comments in and so on and say what you think about this particular article. And The Guardian has other little blurbs on the same subject. It's worth looking into. Now, here's another one. It's from parallelnormal.com. That's Mark Bard's website. And this is Scanning Faces for Autism. Listen to this. This is posted on August the 19th. Computer scientists revive a eugenics tool to spot brain damage. Then he goes into the fact that the SS in World War II scientists studied Tibetans' facial characteristics on an early expedition. They were into measuring skulls and how wide your eyes were apart and all this stuff to see if you had criminal tendencies. University of Missouri computer scientists are sure to anger neurodiversity advocates with this one, hypothesizing that autistic children have unique physical features. They will create a roadmap with head size and facial feature measurements for diagnosticians. Now, please listen who's funding it. The research is being funded by the U.S. Department of Defense. Think about that. Everybody thinks this is about autism. The U.S. Department of Defense. Instead of looking at brain structure slice by slice in a magnetic resonance image, we developed tools to create a 3D representation of the structure in order to visualize and make comparisons, says Kevin Karsh, a research assistant in Duane's computer graphics lab, in a recent announcement. Using the 3D representations, we're comparing the brain structures of autistic children to those of non-autistic children. No one has ever done that. Really. MU researchers study facial structures, brain abnormalities to reveal formula for earlier detection of autism. MU News Bureau. The U.S. Department of Defense awarded Duane, in collaboration with researchers at the MU Thompson Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders, a $110,000 grant to create a facial imaging system that will make identical measurements of the faces of children with ASD. Additionally, the NARSAD Foundation, the world's leading charity dedicated to mental health research, awarded Duane the prestigious Young Investigator Award and $60,000 to fund the 3D imaging of various segments of the brain in children with ASD. Now, I've told you before, these big foundations and these big charities are anything but involved in what you really think they are. Same with the Cancer Society. The oldest con in the book was to rake in money and put it into their actual same eugenics agenda. That's where it goes. That's where it goes, not to helping or curing. And believe you me, they're all connected together, the big foundations. Remember what Weishaupt said, and Albert Pike. The creating of foundations would lead them along, or lead the people along the great work, because they would dish out to their NGOs and their charity groups their agenda, and the agenda would be pushed on the public. They call it raising public awareness. It means brainwashing you. That's what it means. Brainwashing you along a certain path. It says we're developing a quantitative method that will accurately measure the differences and allow for earlier, more precise detection of specific types of the disorder, said Ye Duane, assistant computer science professor in the MU College of Engineering. Once we have created a formula, we can pre-screen children by performing a quick non-invasive scan of each child's face and brain to check for abnormalities. This is pure eugenics. Pure eugenics, where they can label people. There's a great movie you should see. It's called The Ogre. The Ogre. Fantastic movie with, I think it's John Malkovich. Very well done. Very picturesque. Apart from the Black Forest in Germany. But they show you in the movie version what was going on in Nazi Germany. And don't think the Nazis dreamed that up, because it started off in Britain. And prime ministers were into this in a big, big way. And used to exchange different theories and drawings on the various facial features and so on, as they categorized humans and subhumans into descending categories. Worth looking into. See the movie The Ogre. Because it's all here, folks. It never went away. Never went away. Back with more after this break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the militarization of society and how we're all being labeled, and you have no idea what governments have on you. They know more about you than you know yourself. They have complete personality profiles of you and your habits. And the military uses this. They have a whole fictional you in their virtual reality, but with all of your traits and characteristics. It's incredible what's been done under this farce of keeping us all safe. And how the public, too, have responded to it is absolutely disgusting. Disgusting. To see how easily conquered whole nations are, when they've been socialized to an extent that they're now perpetual children. They never grow up. They never grow up. And believe you me, when it's down on the street and you have to fight for your freedom, as people have in the past, it's a horror show. Absolute horror show. And it doesn't happen until people are backed against the wall and being starved. And then they're just a riotous mob. This has all been discussed again at the top. They know this. Meanwhile, you're told to play. And they make sure there's enough of this inflated money around and credit card systems for you to reward yourself in the Pavlovian method at the end of every month for being very good and bored. You know, always buy something that falls apart in a month and end up in the garbage dump. It's all made in China. But then the system isn't meant to go on too much longer. But socialism is perpetual childhood, and There's a lot of children out there that can't think for themselves, and you have to understand they're the casualties, and you can't even worry or fret about them anymore because things are getting desperate. Here's an article from Britain, the Sunday Mail, because what happens in Britain happens everywhere else in the world, remember, very quickly. Very, very quickly. Why Britain? Because Britain's been at the indoctrination of the peasantry for centuries and centuries. They have it down to a fine art. This is from the Sunday Mail, August the 10th, 2008, by Raymond Haney. More than 8,000 pupils are to have their fingerprints taken so they can be tracked by teachers. Controversial biometric fingerprinting will be introduced to 8 secondary schools in the biggest experiment of its type in Scotland. Appearance. Now, here's how they throw you off the track with the counter to it. This is very common. It's a common technique. But parents yesterday attacked the scheme, saying there are few controls over who can access the finger database. See, the real argument here is supposed to be they shouldn't be doing this in the first place. And this is how they slew it off into a parallel debate that ends up on the same road. You see, this is standard technique. Officials behind this scheme say schools can use electronically connected thumbprints to monitor attendance, the buying of school meals, and the borrowing of library books. The Scottish Parent Teacher Council spokeswoman, Judith Gillespie, said, "I've concerns about it, and it does raise the specter of Big Brother." Well, no kidding. Where's William Wallace when you need him with that big sword, eh? We need a new independent mechanism to look at the use of biometric data. We recognize the people's concerns that we are setting up some kind of secret record of fingerprinting. The scheme is to be introduced in all 8 secondary schools across East Dumbartonshire, where the council have already piloted it in Beauclair Academy, in Bearsden and Lindsay Academy. They've announced plans to use it in the new public-private, public-private again, partnership Bearsden Academy near Glasgow when it opens next year. But the Sunday Mail can reveal 5 other secondaries, Bishop Briggs Academy, Douglas Academy in Mulgavy, Mulgai, actually, they pronounce it, Kirkintilloch High and Bishop Briggs Schools, St. Ninian's High and Turnbull High will also get the scheme. This is going to spread all through Britain. A total of 8,300 pupils will be involved. The council said we will be introducing this in all our secondary schools. There you go. Earlier this year, the system was introduced in Lindsay Academy and Beauclair Academy and has been a success. How can they tell you it's been a success? Does that mean everybody complied? Is that what they mean by successful? It's like communism. They're always going about peace. And you understand the definition of peace in communism is absence of all opposition. This is the same technique that's been used here. The information is used to create a unique code, which is stored in a database. Scanners recognize each individual code and can identify the child from a thumb impression on a scanner. You know who pushed this? And the ID and even the chip for clothing. The Freemasonic societies. Look at their websites. They boast about it. And who runs the cops? Well, the Masons do. The police chiefs are all Masons, you see. Every cop is advised to become a Freemason. And generally, going to their homes, and you'll see their one with their little cadet's uniform on, or the graduation outfit, and next to that is the one with their Masonic regalia, and their little sash, and their white gloves, or gauntlets, as I like to call them. Why did they have to join it? Because it is a society that will stand up for each other and even lie in court to save each other. So it's almost like an insurance policy. It says here, the council added, the number which is created after scanning cannot be reinterpreted into a fingerprint image. Pupils will also have the opportunity to opt out. Well, sure, you can tell that right away. They're opting out, right? And you know what happens if you opt out? You can't get into the library. You can't get into this. You can't get into that. That's how they do it. Make it impossible not to comply. That's how totalitarian regimes work, folks. It's all here. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. This incredible system we live in, which is on a roller coaster towards totalitarianism, if you haven't noticed. And how can it be stopped? Well, it's up to you, every single one of you. If freedom and the right to privacy is something that you must keep a hold of, then you must act. You can't be quiet anymore, because these guys mean business, and as they go along in this path, you won't be able to move without permission shortly. Never mind eat without permission. I'm not kidding you. That's where it's all going. A few years ago, in a little CBC blurb in Canada, on the news, they told us that one of the latest, the most advanced places for testing DNA had been built in Montreal. And you saw these robotic arms that could lift about 100 different test tubes at a time on a conveyor belt, just lifting and moving all these test tubes, boom, 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 boom. And it was obviously a multi-million dollar deal. And they had this, they said, this is just for the occasioned hardened criminal. Now this thing could do the whole of North America, and that's what it's going to be used for. And they're doing it everywhere, you see, because, again, it's eugenics to see if, well, if you're the superior or inferior type, and you're getting categorized according to what's coming ahead, and who will be saved and who won't be saved. That's what it's all about, too. Again, the same old Hitler list that he used, that he borrowed, actually, from Britain, because Wells, H.G. Wells, and others had written the same list, and so did John Stuart Mill. the great economist, of superior types and races and inferior types and races. And what they lacked at that time was the DNA studies to make it more efficient. Here's another article from Britain on this topic. BBC News, and this was Friday the 15th of August 2008. DNA of blameless youths stored. Ministers have been accused of building a national DNA database by stealth by retaining profiles of nearly 40,000 children never convicted of a crime. The government says there are 39,095 DNA profiles of 10 to 18-year-olds from England and Wales who were arrested but never cautioned or charged. The Home Office said retaining DNA was a key intelligence tool for police fighting serious and violent crime. The Liberal Democrats say the DNA of blameless children should not be retained, but they don't really mean it because they're Liberal. It says, last month, a government-funded inquiry recommended that DNA profiles of people who had never been convicted of a crime should be removed from the database, which is said should be controlled by an independent body. They just slant again. No, it shouldn't be there at all. You see, that's the bottom line with all this stuff. It shouldn't be there at all. But currently, samples from anyone arrested for a recordable offence, detained at a police station in England and Wales, same in Canada, innocent or guilty, can be kept on file indefinitely. Innocent people who volunteer to give a DNA sample, that's the airheads, during a police inquiry also have their details kept on record, and if you refuse, that's on record too. People who give samples during arrest but are later not charged or are cleared can apply to the chief constable to have them removed in exceptional circumstances. That means you say you're a widow's son. In Scotland, DNA samples taken when people are arrested must be destroyed if the individual is not charged or convicted unless they are accused of a violent or sexual crime. And no doubt that last article I read means they've got their fingerprints as well. Eh? Junior Minister Meg Hillier confirmed on Friday that there were 349,934 DNA profiles of under-18s on the database, 87.1% of whom had either been convicted or cautioned, it means they've neither been convicted or cautioned or had received a final warning. She acknowledged there were 39,095 DNA profiles of youngsters who were never cautioned or charged. Chris Hoon, the Liberal Democrats' Home Office spokesman, said, these startling figures show that the government is building a national DNA database by stealth. Well, of course they are, yo-yo. And you're in government, and you can find out an awful lot more if you wanted to. But then you'd lose your job, wouldn't you, for telling the public. You must play the game. And that's what's going on. As people munch their chips and watch the BoobTube and listen to trivia and watch wrestling and all the other stuff that passes their time or play video games. It's amazing, you know, how short this life is. And people want to do what? They want to pass their time just in oblivion. It's quite something. And I guess the more they hype up fear amongst the public, the more they want to escape. Then they'll offer you the virtual reality, and in you go. Man goes out with a whimper, not with a bang, eh? Now we'll go to the phones, and we've got Rick in California. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Alan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been noticing that you've been quoting a Lenin a lot, and I'm wondering what book of Lenin were you, that you like, the one where you get a lot of the quotes from.
You know how many books were put out under Lenin's name?
Oh, I don't know.
About 200.
200, wow.
Because the Politburo had a whole staff that put out, just churned these things out. However, if you look at used books, especially from New York, because all the English versions were published at the same time, in New York, in the USA. And there's hundreds and hundreds of them. You can pick them up for a few cents each.
Can I read a quote from, a couple quotes from Lenin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Short? Okay. And in view of the fact that he's writing in 1902, he's writing for, it's called What Is to Be Done.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it says, in view of the fact that this criticism of Marxism has long been directed from the political platform from university chairs and numerous participants in a series of learned treaties, in view of the fact that the entire younger generation of the educated classes have been systematically reared for decades in this criticism, and it's not surprising that the new critical trend in social democracy should spring up all complete, like Minerva from the head of Jove.
Yeah.
So there's a Masonic reference again.
Well, Minerva from the head of Joan is actually 9/11.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's what it stands for, 9/11.
And then he does another quote where he, actually it's too long, but basically he says that in an autocratic society, he's talking about the Tsar, where it's so repressive, or even the slightest criticism toward the state is not tolerated. He says Marxists recorded, book publishers rejoice at the extraordinary ready state of Marxist literature. Books are published one after another. Marxist journals and newspapers were founded. Nearly everyone became a Marxist. So right there, he tells on communism right there that it's not really anti-establishment. It's not really so radical or revolutionary. It was promoted by the Tsar, basically, if the government allowed it like that.
Well, the government allowed a socialist system in, you see, there's two revolutions. One was in 1905,
mm-hmm.
and that was like Britain, where they had a parliament established along with the Tsar at the top, a monarchy over it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Bolsheviks, Lenin was a con man. His job was to help get all the socialists to fight, get that stage done, and then he led the Bolsheviks in an uprising, and they took over and established the Bolshevik government.
Oh.
So, see, Lenin and Marxism, they used every other socialist organization, they encouraged them all so that they could get it set up, and then, as I say, they just put themselves in power on the top of it. Then they killed all the rest off.
Oh, yeah, because he was talking about the 1890s and 1880s during the Tsar. You know, all these books were published, and that's really surprising, you know. I mean, you would think that the Tsar would be repressive, so maybe, do you think he supported...
Well, he knew that they had to, and in fact, he was also already doing a lot of reformation in that country. He knew that they had to go the same way as Britain, be a form of democracy, but of course, Lenin and his cohorts had other plans, and they use, as I say, what they always do is use all the liberals to push for freedoms and then they kill them off once they're in power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing that they would do in the States, you know, and so on.
I have a friend who's really into Mexican rights and, you know, he's into all the causes, and he's trying to convert me to it. Because I talk about the system, what it's doing, and he says, oh, yeah, Lenin said that. Oh, yeah, Marx said that. And he's trying to convert me to Lenin.
Well, Lenin also, remember, believed in a reign of terror.
Yeah.
And in his own book, I think, in his own books, it came out that he ordered his henchmen to go around all the villages and just round up, say, 20 people from each village and hang them and let them rot from the trees and the lamppost, just to terrify the peasants into complying. That's what it was all about, terror, yeah.
Wow, thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You have a good day.
You too. And I got Chris from Kentucky. Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, Chris Graff?
Yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky? Oh, okay, you kind of fuzzed out there for a little bit. Yeah, I didn't get the beginning of your show. Did you give a weather report on the chemtrails up there, as I've been hearing lately here?
I didn't do it this morning, but I've had 2 days of not too bad weather, although it's sprayed in the mornings and you get that milky white color. But yesterday was probably the most normal it's been for the whole year, yeah.
I see. I was just curious because while I was listening to those reports, On your recorded casts, down here in Louisville, it's been just great here the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
These are usually the worst months of the year, really hot, and it's just
yes.
been like, skip straight to September, so, just curious to hear what it was like up there. But, let's see, getting to my question here, I guess what I wanted to know was, have you ever done any reading along the lines of Oswald Spengler or Joseph Campbell?
I've read some of their stuff, yeah, years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and how did it touch you? What did you think about it? Because that's kind of been the path of me, you know, coming, you know, through to you, I guess, eventually here, and so it's kind of a part of my world picture. I don't agree with everything, but there's a lot of stuff that I do look at as truthful, or at least it seems to make a little sense in light of things happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all the things that you've been talking to have just, in a lot of ways, they seem to fall right into that world picture for me. So what are your thoughts on that, if you can still remember back that far?
There's a lot of books similar, too, that go a certain distance into this system. although they fall short generally towards the end, most of them do fall short. I understand why they fall short, because you have to go through the door, and you literally walk into a hell of understanding. And I mean a hell of understanding. It's not easy to carry that burden, and you cannot communicate everything to the general public, because they have no foundation on what you'd have to talk about. You'd have to educate them, especially almost one-on-one, to bring them up into this understanding. You're up against so many powers here, very old powers, that and a lot of covers over the system, misleading covers too, like camouflage, diversions, nonsense, as well, is mixed up in there to divert the public off into other areas. But when you really see the truth of it all, it's beyond science fiction. It's hell. And what we're seeing today is hell manifest on Earth openly under the guise of science and the scientific dictatorship. That's what they're telling us to do, just roll over and allow the scientists, all the experts, to have their way and rule you. That's what they want us to accept, to be ruled by experts. They keep changing their theories, which confuses the public. But believe you me, behind it all, there's no confusion whatsoever. The bosses over the scientists, because scientists are paid through grants, the bosses, they know where they're taking this world. And it truly is the elimination of sentient life for the vast majority of people. It's the elimination of even the right to continue your own lineages, however humble they may be. This is a planned world society of utter horror, ruled by people with a distinct religion at the top, people who have archives of histories going down through the ages, down through centuries and millennia, who know how to give us our cultures, how to use culture, how to manipulate it and change it and direct it, and how the public will adapt to it. We're living through it, in fact, and it's working very, very well. We have to break the spell that we're under, and this is the spell of collectivism.
Right.
You see, the ones at the top have no more rights. Not one single person at the top has the right to make you comply with what they see as their world vision.
Exactly.
You have as much right, no matter who you are or what class you belong to, you have as much right to plan your own life accordingly and that of your own offspring as they do. But they're conditioning us all that we can't think for ourselves, just allow ourselves to be managed like cattle. We've got to stop it and reclaim our sovereignty, our individual sovereignty. That has to be done, because these people go to the bathroom just like you and I and drop their pants.
Exactly.
There's nothing special and holy or godlike about them, believe you me.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop being frightened of them.
I'm in total agreement with you on that.
Yep.
It's about everything you say, I think, everything you've said that I've heard so far. I can't, dispute it. But there is one thing that I'm not quite clear. I mean, when you talk about these lineages of these people, because except for, with you and then those who are into studies of the occult, I haven't heard of this kind of, I'm getting a picture of a continuity of these elite. Mm-hmm. This will be my last question. But do you think, and this is what I know, like Alex Jones and some of those other guys out there, they're talking about too, that these elite actually are a bloodline that goes back to the time of Sumer and Babylon and Egypt, and if you do think so, what gives you the trust that all this history that goes back these thousands of years, which has been controlled by the rulers themselves?
What you have is a pyramid, and at the top you have lineages who've been interbred since at least the days of Sumer and definitely the pharaohs. I mean, the pharaohs wrote extensively about the lineages of the pharaohs, and their people, the scribes wrote extensively on this. And they did match them up for specific qualities, both the male and female. And then you go into even the histories of British royalty down through the ages, same thing. They did not choose their wives.
My question is there a link between, in other words, is this the
same group of people that pass it from civilization.
Some of them are. Some of them definitely are. But also, they gave the world Freemasonry. And Freemasonry allows you, if you do your work towards the great work and do accept the wife that they will bring to you if you've been chosen to go up the ladder, in the third generation, you can then join them. And that is what being grafted onto the tree of life means. You're a scion, S-C-I-O-N. That's a graft, a young root or shoot that's grafted on. And you then can join them. So there's many more who have joined them down through the ages for helping them than there are of the original small clique of people that ruled the ancient world. It's a pyramid. Yeah.
All okay. Right. Well, that's all right.
Thanks for calling. Now we've got Bernard from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Bernard? Oh, hold on, Bernard, and we'll be back after this break.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. We've actually got a James from Australia. We'll try and fit him in if we can. Is James there from Australia?
Thanks, Alan, I'm here.
Okay, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not so bad.
Just wanted to talk about two questions, but firstly, this global climate change is getting more mad here at the moment in Australia.
Yeah.
I live in Brisbane, but and there's an organisation which is just currently crossing throughout the land with a climate torch.
Yeah.
And it says here it's powered by solar, wind turbine, and a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
they're trying to promote alternative energies, but just a bit of humorous website, I thought. But anyway,
yes.
The first question I had was, do the NGOs and charities sort of purposely create the impression that they are struggling grassroots organizations?
Yes.
So, for example, there's lots of people who collect money in the streets, mm-hmm. or the greenies and the animal cause lobbyists.
Yeah.
And they often use these pressure tactics and, like, guilt response questions.
Yeah.
Is this more about the perception that they're in need of funds?
Or? Oh, absolutely. It's to make the public think they are grassroots. Now, remember, the Soviet system, and this is the one that Club of Rome suggests that we all adopt, and they were agreed with the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Soviet means ruled by councils, which they meant by which they meant was NGOs.
Right.
And these NGOs, their spokespeople, then have official say in policy. And, of course, the spokespeople are picked by the big foundations like the Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford foundations and many others. So they're all bought and paid for. But, yeah, they do give this false impression that they are grassroots.
Yeah, I've also got a friend who's working in Chatham House in the UK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is he likely to know about all this sort of stuff? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Chatham House was the British MI6 intelligence center during World War II, and it's still completely combined with it. They're the guys who have spearheaded the whole road for the coming food shortages. They've got many panels working on it. They've got they actually write out the policies for global integration, and their American branch, the Council on Foreign Relations, are the ones who drafted up and admitted it on television.
Yeah.
The integration for the Americas.
Yeah. Yeah, so if I ask this bloke about those sort of food crisis things, he's likely to actually know about it, do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
He's really new to the organization, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I was quite amazed that he got into it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Another question, last one. A lot of homeless people are walking around the streets here as well, and usually in the same place, and they're really scruffy. Like, you know, the council does nothing about it. They basically, they're also a bit of a public nuisance, I think. But anyway, they're always around the place. Some are actually quite okay. But are they actually there for any particular reason? Like, I've heard you talk about this before, but is there more to it than just sort of, are they leaving them there on purpose?
I'm sure they're there on purpose. It was interesting, too, that many years ago they said that the public were having it too good. I can remember when prime ministers came out and said this, and they had to be reminded that poverty was only a knock away. And so the more that they could turn loose on the street, homeless and so on, and scruffy, that'd be a warning to the rest not to fall into debt, etc., or this is what's waiting for you if you lose your job, so be a good, obedient little working citizen. And then they closed down all the mental hospitals across the Western world and turned them all loose in the city streets, just to encourage that whole phenomena, that whole impression. It's been very successful. Everyone's terrified of ending up on the street, etc., and that's part of this policy, is to make you obedient and hang into whatever crappy job you have. Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. But yeah, there's always a purpose behind things, and happens by chance. Nothing at all. It's all planned at the top. From Hamish myself, Hamish is a dog, up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.